listening live to DJ Ali Rock featuring Coach Jackson Bozarth, motherfucking 2 inches deep.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Coming to you live from a garage in Summerlin, Nevada. And we're going to get you guys a juicy episode. But if you guys missed it, we had an amazing episode last week with a special guest star. Two of them, actually. We had Junior Auschwitz, yes, the oven. And we had just some weird kid named Chris Lappin. But it's back to the huge, you know, Coach Jax, Ali Rock, back on the mic this week. So how you doing, Coach Jax?
I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm really nervous to see how this next couple weeks are going to go with this school work and everything like that. This is probably the first time in a long time since I was probably at Reno since I've been taking morning classes. So I'm really nervous about that, like early morning classes.
No, I felt like I blinked and school started.
Yeah.
It was like past, like, what was that, a month? It felt like a week, 2 weeks.
Any major highlights during your time away from
plenty,
school?
Plenty, man. I mean, we had Christmas, which was fun. I went to Utah snowboarding, you know, a bunch of, like, dates with the girlfriend, you know, hanging out with friends. So that's always fun, but that's over for the next 4 months.
Yeah, man.
It's just back to school, back to work. And then, hope, you know, waiting summer. Summer's going to be big for us.
Yeah, it's crazy because I think it's been interesting. We're at that time in Vegas where it's, like, warm but not too warm. Like, it's really cold at night but nice during the day, so it's almost like having blue balls. You just kind of approach for that summer, and then when you get the summer, it's like 110 degrees out. You're kind of like, oh, I just can't wait for winter to come around. Because the thing about Vegas is you get like 2 weeks worth of spring and like 2 weeks worth of fall, and that's it. And then it's either incredibly cold or incredibly hot. No in between.
You know, this winter wasn't as bad because I remember maybe because I was like inside most of the time with my job, but when we used to work at the other place and go to school at night, bro, walking to like my car was hell a little bit, you know, like wind blowing.
Yeah,
when the wind picked up, I was like, shit, it's cold.
Yeah, it's that cold wind too where it just smacks you across the face, lips all chapped and shit. It's awful.
No mercy.
Yeah,
anyway,
whip your ass a little bit.
Speaking of no mercy, football, these past playoff games that we've been watching, we just finished watching the Bucks and Saints game. Deuces breeze.
Yeah.
But what did you think this weekend? What was the game of the weekend?
Oof. I'm trying to think because you had, what, the Bills Ravens. And the Ravens at night last night, and then the morning game was Packers versus Rams, and then today you had the Bucks and the I'd say the game of the week was, what was this morning's game?
Browns
and Chiefs. I think that was the closest game, and it had, I think, the most drama.
Probably.
The most drama in it. You see Mahomes get hurt in the third quarter, and he did not look good, as in the injury itself did not look good.
Yeah, walking out of a bar at 2 a.m.
Yeah, he's for sure. His head's ringing right now. So here's my thing quickly about that. All those people who like send death threats to Mac Wilson, that was not a dirty hit. And I don't know where we've gone as a society where we think that like he was doing that out of maliciousness and like pure trying to hurt him. That was not a dirty hit. I've seen plenty of dirty hits in my life, and that was far from one. It just, I think it was a bang bang play. But you just see a lot of people on Twitter that are really soft, which was weird. However, the Browns had heck of a story this year. It was kind of funny to see how they didn't really shoot themselves in the foot. They look like they have a really good building piece with their coach, a really good GM. I think now Baker has solved the issue, or not even solved, but he has answered the question that he is a franchise quarterback within that franchise. Because I think they're kind of looking at it last year like, okay, is this guy? I mean, what can we do with it? And even this year a little bit, he was looked at as maybe not the franchise guys. But I think this year, especially in the playoffs, he played really good football. He had one bad mistake today. But, you know, he's a young quarterback. First, you know, real competitive playoff game because they whooped the shit out of the Steelers last week. I just think that there's a lot to build on. If you're a Cleveland fan, I think you're really excited.
Bright future, yeah.
And then other than that, the games, all the other games were kind of boring.
Ravens game, as being like sort of a Ravens fan, I was like, this game is lame. Even if you're a Bills fan, you're like, hmm?
Yeah, I think that just goes back to what the divisional round is, though. The divisional round is, okay, wild card's always fun.
It's tough, yeah.
Because it's, you know, there's that one team that maybe shouldn't have made it into the league, but or not into the league, but into the playoff, and they make it interesting somehow, some way. There's just always, and there's butterflies. It's the first time then you see the young players get in. But in the divisional round, you kind of get film on what the opponent's game plan is going to be within playoff football, because it's just different.
Right.
But on to you, what did you think about this weekend?
You know, I didn't get to watch all the games, but the games I did watch, I saw bits and pieces. I just watched the Bucks game with y'all. Mm-hmm. That was a cool game to watch because it was like kind of up and down, and it was pretty tight till the end. But you know, I'm ready to see. I don't think we should make Super Bowl predictions just yet.
No, I think it's tradition that we do it on the NFC after the championship games. And speaking of that, there is a very special day coming up on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I know what it is.
Yeah.
Should we just wait?
Yeah, we'll just wait on Tuesday. Yeah.
If the real ones know what we're talking about, exactly. You know, we're dropping hints here. But you know, football. Super Bowl 7th.
Yeah, February 7th. Mm-hmm. Speaking of football, I really didn't watch a whole lot this week because I had watched the UFC event, first UFC event of the year, and oh my goodness, was there a scrap. Probably one of the coolest UFC fights I've ever seen between Max Holloway and Calvin Kattar. I'm not going to get too much into it, but if you like violence at all, go watch that fight. Mm-hmm. Go watch that fight. Really interesting. But I think I'm done with the sports talk for right now.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, we had a quick questionnaire here. This is like a little free topic we're going to talk about. So the question is, what TV character most represents you? Mm-hmm. And TV means like, you know, movie, TV show, whatever, drama. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go first.
Mm-hmm.
I stuck more with the movie side.
Cool.
I don't know. And so we're going to do which one we think represents us,
yeah.
Which what I think represents you.
Oh, interesting.
Right. I thought of like two for you, but for me, you know, I've been more of a Disney fanboy recently because I got Disney Plus and I got locked out of my Netflix, so just been watching that. And, you know, I watched all four of these movies and I connected this character deeply. I think I'm like Sheriff Woody. I just have that leadership role, you know, authority. I'm reliable. You can count on me, like, you know, whatever there's action, I'm there type stuff, you know? And my squad's always near me. That's what I'm talking about.
I think that you're funnier than Woody, though.
Because that's Woody, true.
A snake in my boot. Like, there's some funny things, but
that's
you're constantly the funny guy.
Sexier, too, but, you know.
Sure. Obviously.
Yeah. But I couldn't think of a funny character, like, because everyone who's funny, they're just goofy, like, not serious, yeah. But I'm serious sometimes.
I'm glad that you picked a character, though, that I knew, because I was really nervous that you're going to be like, yeah, Ozark Season 2, Episode 6, blooper guy in the back, really felt sensitive.
Guy who's riding his bike.
You know what I mean?
Right,
I don't
know.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair one, because there could be like, yeah, I feel like I'm Brad Pitt in the movie Fight Club. Like, what? The one that I chose... I don't know if you're going to you'll know who this is, but
like
I don't
Parks
think that,
Rec,
I think
probably.
You're going to, no, it's The Office, Jim from The Office. And let me just explain why.
That's you.
Yeah, that's okay. Who I think. I think that if you watch the show The Office, at heart, Jim is like a child stuck in a man's body. And mm-hmm. I think that I resemble that a lot because not that I'm childish, but I do have like, I like to have fun. And I like to joke around.
So you can play games.
Yeah, that too.
Gotcha.
He fucks with Pam's heart and shit like that all the time, and I do that too. No, I'm kidding. But I think, obviously, he's the most attractive one in the building. So
really?
Clearly
disrespectful
that's...
Disrespectful to Steve Carell.
Yeah. But clearly, I mean, but there's always that guy that thinks that he is. Jim just kind of knows it, you know what I mean?
All right, yeah, sure.
So clearly me. I'm kidding. But I think that you break down the character, and I think that Jim actually knows when's a good time to mess around and when's not a good time to mess around. And then he always has like this sports infatuation, and I really like that. And then Jim's also a very loving person. So as much as he's fucking around with people and stuff like that, he's actually a very down-to-earth person. You can see it with his character where he's fucking around all the time with Dwight, but he does it because he loves him and shit like that. He always loves Pam. When he says goodbye to Michael, who he actually looked up to, is like a very heartfelt message. And then he also becomes a leader within that office. So I think that you look at it, Jim has the ability to encompass a lot of character traits, and I feel like I can do that, and to a small degree, I'm still coming into myself and out of my shell and who I'm supposed to be on this earth. But if you had to ask me today, I'd say Jim from the office.
Well, that was deep, man. I try not to shed a tear.
Thanks,
but I'm going to just say the analysis made it great. So
thanks.
Thank you for understanding.
Thanks.
Now, this is why I think
God
resembles you, or you resemble. Since, so if I'm Sheriff Woody, I think you got to be Buzz Lightyear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're my sidekick.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Some would beg to say that Buzz Lightyear carries the team, though.
So Buzz Lightyear is there. So, you know, Sheriff Woody counts on Buzz Lightyear. And that's how I count on you sometimes. So I
okay.
All right. You know, and there's also about you're too serious sometimes about some stuff. That's all Buzz is. You know, when he first comes in there, he's a motherfucker, I'm on a mission type shit. I'm like, bro, yeah. Calm your roll. That's how I am to you.
That is,
you know what I'm saying? So that's how I saw it. I was like, come on, take it down a notch. And that's, and then you open up that like he did. So perfect. I was like,
that's fair.
Made the connection easily.
That's fair.
But then I also had a part two to this one. And this one was like, you're Luke Skywalker. You know what I'm saying?
I love that one.
Yeah. So like, you know, right now you're in that, oh, you know, you just got that lightsaber phase. And then, because we're at the podcast and we're going to take this shit big and you're going to become this Jedi Knight and shit and become like, all powerful. So there you go.
The only thing that I don't like about that is like Luke in the first episode 4, 5, and 6, which was originally 1, 2, and 3, like has this weird infatuation with Leia, who happens
sister,
to be his sister.
I knew you were gonna say some shit like
so,
that. He doesn't have a weird infatuation with that.
I just don't have a weird infatuation with my sister. I just want to make that clear.
All right.
Other than that, fuck yeah. I love it. You know, you kind of put me on the spot right here for you because you do encompass a lot of character traits. If I would have to say something about this, don't take this in a weird way, but I would say you're Walter White from Breaking Bad. Now, you're not going to be cooking meth, but I think that there's, and what we do in life, you have a lot of, you're the brains of the operation usually, where I'm kind of like, hey, I'm not Jesse by any means. I'm not like that fucking stupid, although Jesse becomes really smart towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
But so I think
like I'm a schemer. I'm scheming something.
Walter White's not a schemer.
Like, not a schemer, but like, I'm plotting.
You do plot.
Yeah.
You do plot a lot, and you think a lot about what you're gonna do and how you're gonna accomplish it. And this is why there's always like a problem that you see, and then this is how I'm gonna solve it, and you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
really, I think Walter White's a fucking man of his word. Like, if something's gonna happen, your word's your bond, and you've always been about that. And but I think you mean business. Like, you're not here to fuck around all the time. Like, you know,
money's money.
Yeah.
No, you know what's funny? I was thinking there's like questions I was looking to, like, what should we ask each other a lot? And there was one was just like, what if you could be one character in any like fictional thing? What would you be?
Mm.
I was gonna be Walter White.
No shit.
Bobby just do things smarter than him.
The thing about Walter White is that he's so sad. Like, Walter White doesn't have anyone to talk to. Like,
because he married a bitch wife, you know.
Yeah, Skylar White is probably one of the worst characters. Like, obviously, her actor did such a good job. But, like, if I see her actor anytime around, I don't even know what her name is. Like, I will probably spit on her. Like, I really think that she's, like, the grossest human being that's ever walked in this earth. Just because of how well she played that character of being the conniving, and I don't like to say this, a bitch, cunt. Like,
yeah, for real.
Awful human being.
I know.
But I think that, like, the sad thing, I remember watching Breaking Bad, and I've been, like, thinking about watching it, rewatching it again, but he is so lonely. Like, really just, oof.
But he's chasing that bag. What do you mean?
For his family.
Well, you
know, it's like,
you
how
have to keep a small circle, whatever. Jesse White's is a circle.
Yeah.
Jesse, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Jesse White.
No, I think it's Jesse. I don't know what his last name is. If I could be anyone, you know, usually we've had this conversation, but I think I'd always say Spider-Man. But if I could be a TV character, man, I would probably be like
Franklin.
No, I'd probably be Ghost.
Oh my god! I knew you were gonna say some power shit. Like, you were gonna be Tommy or something.
I would be Tommy.
Yeah.
And here's why. Here's why.
I
didn't want to be Ghost, but the reason why I would want to be Tommy is Tommy knows what he wants. Like, Tommy has a purpose on what he's doing, and like Tommy is feared, and I've never been feared. Like, I've never been like seen as someone that's like, oh, that guy. But when Tommy walks in a room, Tommy fucking everyone's on eyes on him. You know what I mean? And I envy that. Like, I just think that that's.
I think that's how, you know, you can relate him to me, because I'm feared.
That bullshit.
On these streets. Yeah. Bullshit. I've been told I'm intimidating.
I'll whoop you right now.
By multiple. You ain't whooping shit.
I'll whoop you.
No, because you gotta walk in the room and act like you know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's what he does.
Right? Yeah, I would just say Tommy though, because I just think that Tommy, one, loyal ass friend. Loyal to the soil.
True.
If anyone wants to watch Power, you know numerous times he could have killed ghosts and he didn't, because he's loyal to the soil. Two, Tommy has a shit ton of money. Shit ton of money and off the radar. A lot of times off the radar. The only thing that I don't like about Tommy is that, like, Tommy has to do the dirty work.
You can't do the dirty work, can you?
I'm not a big dirty work guy, but if I had the opportunity to do it and I knew what I was doing, maybe we're talking.
Okay. No, I understand that.
Maybe we're talking.
Yeah.
And I think Tommy's house in Power is like the coolest one.
Let's just the one he bought later, or the apartment he had?
The apartment with Letitia and stuff like that. Like, I just think he's a, you know what I mean?
Not better than Ghost's.
Well, yeah, Ghost has a penthouse, but, you know, he has kids and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Tommy doesn't have kids.
Well, I like that. That was a good choice.
Thank you.
Money's always good. We would pick some, like, pretty, like, evil people to be.
Very weird. Malicious, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I want to be Tommy so I can fucking smoke motherfuckers.
Right. I want the Mustang.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. Next we're going to move on to Sad Boy.
Yeah.
Of the week. Both of us are going to be, all of us, all college students are going to be sad in a minute because of us going back to school Tuesday or whatever. Or some people are already back in school, honestly. So,
yeah.
Fuck all that noise. But I think, do you always finish off Sad Boy?
Yeah, no, I start off.
Okay.
So I said I wasn't going to talk about sports, but I have to on this. So the Sad Boy of the week are UFC fans. And the reason why is how good the card was. The card that they put out was for free, and that's great. Because the UFC has, like, found a way not to do that as much. The issue is that Dana White comes out and says that Khabib Nurmagomedov is going to make an announcement about his whether or not he's retiring or anything like that, and makes, like, this big, like, Khabib's going to make the decision, like LeBron James type shit, right? And promotes it to... You guys see that bug?
No.
Anyways, promotes it to, like, the ever... Like, promotes it like LeBron James was. So I'm going in... thinking that this is going to be groundbreaking news, earth-shattering news, that he's going to come back and they already have a fight made up, this, that, and the other. And Dana White gets his fucking bald head on there and says, well, he said if someone excites him, he'll come back, but we'll see. It was a whole bunch of what if. And I hate shit like that. So I was really sad about it. And I know a lot of UFC diehards like myself were really upset at me, because it's like, you're going to promote all that for maybe...
Right, what kind
of promotion is that?
At least you didn't pay pay-per-view.
Right,
like, yeah. Watch it happen, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's funny. So my sad boy, no one here knows. Maybe some people do. I don't even know his name. But I had to get my smog done.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, here in Nevada, they don't do this in Illinois or Baltimore where we used to live. In Maryland, I mean. They don't do no smog checks here because it's the valley. And there's sometimes when I drive by and I see like a fucking... a dirty ass cloud over the strip. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Scary. There's good days and bad days. That's why they get that shit done. DMV requires it. So I have to get my vehicle renewed because I was 2 months late.
Nice.
You know how it is. Like, you just let that shit slide. And then I got a ticket near Fremont Street when drinking with some friends. Parked my car in a spot. Put some coins in the meter. Came back to a $75 fine for registration. I was gone for like an hour. I was like, cool, motherfucker. So I had the... fee handled, thanks to the girlfriend. I don't think we should. And then I had to renew my registration, but they're also gonna add on fees for being late, this and that. So I got a tip that you should just go to the smog guy and they'll renew your registration for you.
Yeah.
So I just did that. Why not? All in one. So I don't have to go wait in the DMV because the line be fucking stupid long. So I go and I have to wait for the guy to do other people's smog because there's a line, I guess. This is like before they close.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, this man's taking forever with the one lady's car, then another lady's car. Then after like 45 minutes, he's like, all right, you come. I was like, okay. I come over there, he's doing it. Bro's like talking to me, making conversations. He's like, how's your day been? I was like, I'm good, just got off work, you know. Need to get it renewed. He's like, okay. I'm like, how's your day? He's like, you know, my house burned down earlier today. I was like, really? Like, I'm like, your house burned down? He's like, yep, I have no house anymore. I was like, cool. He's like, and guess what? He's like, and my dog died.
Oh my God.
I'm like, wow. But like, it just laid it on me, you know, like a fucking hammer. And I didn't know what to say to this guy. I was just like, I just told him, you know where to go from here. You just got to go up, like keep moving on. Like, I don't know what to tell him. Felt bad because, you know, he kind of lived the life story about how these dogs were championship trophy dogs and how he worked for his life for this house. And it just, and I'm like, buddy, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my smog.
Right, let me just move on.
Did I pass or fail?
Yeah. But he's my sad boy, you know. Yeah. Poor guy.
Pretty fucking heartless right there, bud.
I mean, yeah, he's...
Fuck his house and his dog, huh?
I mean, I still have everything I need, so...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's my little thing.
Yeah,
right there.
So let me just go back to that character where I said that you care about a lot of people and you're later. Let me just revoke that statement real quick.
I mean, it's all good. I paid him to do my smog. I gave him a tip.
Yeah, $2 tip.
Hopefully this helps the house.
Yeah, I hope that goes back to your house fund, bud. He's probably like, you know what? I don't believe in house insurance. So I really don't have a house to go to.
All right. Oh, man. So let's lighten the mood here.
Yeah.
I heard this joke that had me dying. It may not be funny to some people in the South, but, you know, it's funny to us. Shout out to our boy who works at Dickies. This is an Alabama joke for you folks. So what is, why is cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, illegal in Alabama?
Why?
You never turn your back on family. I dare you to tell that to our
coworker. I won't.
Why not?
Because I think I might lose my job if I do that.
We work with somebody.
You would think that's funny, wouldn't you? Well, well, well.
How'd you know it was illegal?
Yeah. Wasn't illegal when I...
See, like if I was still working with him, I would say it.
Yeah, you're just built different, bud.
I think it would be funny, just something to laugh at, and I think it builds respect when you disrespect somebody like that.
Yeah, it builds respect by disrespecting somebody, sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, hopefully some of you guys got a chuckle out of that one.
Yeah, there's like on one guy from Alabama that for sure just lost his house too, and he's like, 0-2, never listen to this podcast again.
He just hopped on.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this other wrong motherfucker?
Yeah.
All right. So that went down the toilet, and speaking of down the toilet, Mount Flushmore.
Good transition.
Yeah, for real. Mount Flushmore, we're going to do parking/traffic situations. So this is stuff, you know, in your car, you do something or something someone does to you.
Yeah.
I would like Bozarth to start here.
Okay.
Bozarth.
I have quite a bit of a list, so I'm just going to go top to bottom real quick. I'll start with my first one. No, I know. Yeah, I'm just saying my first one. So this has always like been upsetting to me. On the freeway, there should be rolls of the lane. Like,
rolls?
Right lane, I'm not in a rush. Middle lane, I could be passing, you know what I mean? Left, right, whatever. And left lane, you know, I got places to fucking be.
Far left.
Far left.
The lane. Yeah.
The fast lane. Fast. Now, if you're in the fast lane and you're not, you know...
Fast.
And you're going like 65, you and I have some problems right now. Because like...
Yeah.
I'm in the fast lane for a reason. Like, I got shit to fucking be. You know what I mean? Like, I got places to be. And the people that like just want to fucking cruise in there piss me off. I'm not saying that you need to go 100 and haul ass. I'm just saying have a little pep in your step if you're in that lane, okay?
That pisses me off so much when someone's like right at the speed limit.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
And then I love when you get on their ass and then you like go in the other lane and then they just start fucking hauling ass right after. Because I've done that before. I'm not going to front. I've done that before. I've seen someone behind me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you want to go? And then he goes in the other lane. I'm like...
No, you get mad, bro.
I get real mad. Yeah, you know what I mean? Fucking start clenching the wheel real hard. And then you start looking in the other lane, almost cause an accident because you're looking at the other lane, just like making that eye contact.
Road rage is real.
I've had it before. I've been real upset before.
All right, this one for me is just, this is city driving. And when you're just like, this happens like late night or in the middle of the fucking day, when you're like, there's somebody in front of you at the light.
Uh-huh.
And you're behind them, and the light turns green, and I'm not going to be fucking right in the fucking horn because it's green.
Oh, dude, that was one of mine. Fuck.
But you're just sitting there for like a minute, like, why the fuck am I still not moving?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to be that guy to honk. So I'm like, I try, and then there's fucking cars going this way and that way, and I'm just like sitting behind this motherfucker. eventually I honk, you know what I'm saying? But that just like, just pay the fuck attention. Are you on your phone? Because, and I know I'm saying this, but I do that shit sometimes too.
No, I'm
on my fucking phone with the light.
The funny thing is like mine is the guy that like honks at me because I'll get pissed. Like if someone honks at me, if someone honks at me, I take it personally. Like I actually take it to the point where like I'll find you. You know what I mean? Like I will, make your life an
Should I follow them?
Ever living hell if you do that. So that was one of mine. But I'll go. Thank God I have extra. I come prepared. So I'm gonna go parking real quick. And this has always happened to me. You know, there's that asshole that probably has daddy's truck and fucking takes up two parking spots when they park.
You ever see those guys who park like diagonal?
Yeah, like you're a piece of shit. Yeah, you are the scum of the earth if you do that. And I will slash your tires. I will make sure that you don't have a fucking truck to go to back on. Or I'll put like some, I'll fucking open up your oil cap and put some water in that shit. I don't care. Like I'll make your life an ever living hell if you do that shit. I think you're scum if you do that. So that upsets me. I think that this topic has really proven that I don't like driving all that much, and I really get road rage.
It happens. I think everyone has a little moment of rage. For me, this one is more embarrassing for myself than anyone else who does this, but like, you know when you're going and you're like a little bit over the speed limit. Like I don't drive the speed limit, to be honest with y'all. Like I go over because I got places to be.
Tough guy.
Right. And I'm going and the light's yellow and you're like, oh, I'm stopping. But like, oh, wait, I still got time. And they're like, oh, fuck, I gotta fucking slam the brakes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like that point when you're like, do I go or do I not go, you know, type shit. That moment, fucking hate that moment. And there's sometimes I fucking send it past the red light, you know, fuck 12, they ain't there, no cop, no stop.
Oh, that's where we're going
with this. Those people who also like, you're fucking braking at a yellow light and then like, or it's fucking red and you see people just straight going.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, they got balls. Or like when you run a red light and there are people behind you.
Yeah.
Tough.
All right, so I'm going to go all over the place a little bit on this one. I don't like the person that goes 10 miles per hour less than the speed limit, like at all. Like last night, I'm driving home and I'm just going to lay it out there. I had to shit. Okay, Like I had to get
home, and you know that drive
where you're like, bro, like you're clenching your butt cheeks a little bit. You're like, oh god, like,
back in your stomach.
And you're sweating just a little bit because you're like, if I don't make it home, like, what now? Like, what happened? Like, how am I gonna explain myself that like there's shit in my car? You know what I mean? So, had to fucking take a number two, man. So I'm driving home. I'm not going too fast, but I'm going a little bit over, and I'm like, dude, like, it's prime time. Like, I gotta get going. And there's this car driving and it's literally going fucking 15 and a 35. And like, I'm over here like wondering because there's been people
and
that
like, you can't pass them.
Yeah, you can't. Mm. There's no way I could pass them. No way I could pass them. So then I let out a little fart and I'm like, oh God, like
this is pushing it.
I'm like clenching my fucking steering wheel. I'm like, oh boy, like
it's when we had to like sit up a little bit, like
yeah, your hips. You know what I mean? Oh, like I had to like roll down the window and get some air. I'm like, okay, here we go. We're almost there. Like it's bad, and bro, like I just don't like people like that because. For whatever reason, I take it as like they know that I got a place to be and they're like trying to make it as difficult as possible for me. Mm. So,
you know, I've had those like driving home shits before, and I had one just recently. I, you know, was drinking this China Slim tea at work, and, you know, I drink it in the morning and it kind of kicks in like around lunchtime. That's when I go home. And I was like, you know, I was shitting at work. I was leaving. I was like, okay, I think I can make it home because it just kept coming in. Like it was like fucking, you know, explosive.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I just went. I should be able to get it. Like, dude, 5 minutes into the drive, I'm like, holy fuck. This is rough. And this is like lunchtime. Like, traffic is there.
Oh, yeah.
And then all the lights are like fucking turning red. And I'm like, why can't I get a fucking... I got every single red light. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
God is
awesome. Right. And then I'm going 155, no joke. And I don't care if a cop is behind me, to be quite honest.
You're going straight home.
What am I going to do? Like, shit. I'm going to just shit myself. And then what's the cop going to be like? Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, there's no sorry there. You know? And dude, I'm not lying. Like, I didn't even, I just got out of the car. I didn't even turn it off. And I ran to the house. At the moment, I didn't even sit on the toilet yet. I just put my pants down. I just came out.
It was like perfect aim.
Like, I squat as dog. I was like, oh, yeah, my God. One,
dude. I know how that shit is.
You know, literally. So, yeah, no shame.
Yeah. All right, what's your next pick?
Let me see here, because
I have another one if you need one me to go real quick. I got another one.
I got you. So, My rule is, you said before, that left lane, to me, if the speed limit is 65, the left lane is 80.
Yep.
Over Agreed. A little bit of 85, you know, you could push it.
Yep.
But 80, that's the limit for me. And sometimes I go 85 something. And at night, sometimes I'd be hitting 100, just not knowing. And I hate it when those motherfuckers passing you when you're going 100.
Yes. Like, where do you have to
be? And these are the people in, like, the shittiest cars, like a fucking 09 Sentra. I'm like, what is going on here?
Oh, my God. I'm so like, glad you brought this up. I'm so glad you brought... Okay, so my next one is, you know when you're, like, on a major cross street, like Eastern or whatever like that, and you're minding your own fucking business, bro. And, like, here's my thing. I like driving because I like to cruise, you know. I'm listening to my Smokey. Like, I'm having a good time, bro. Like, I'm having a good time when I drive. And you know, like, when you're sitting there and you're at the light and you, like, look at the other guy and the guy probably pulls up, like, a Camaro or something and starts revving his engine and he looks at you, he's like, you want to go? And I'm like, bitch, I drive a Honda Accord. Like, you really think that I'm going to be competitive with you right now?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, and you're at the light and next thing you know, they just fucking take off like 65 miles per hour. I'm like, dude, it's gonna take me at least 5 seconds to catch up with you. Like, there's no race. I just don't like that shit when you're on the road and you're like, you're just sitting there, bro, minding your own fucking business. There's that one fucking little dick pussy that is like, loves cars and has like a fucking Camaro. And then makes you feel like a bitch. He's like, yeah, I got you, motherfucker. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I drive a Honda. Like, sick. That used to happen with me and my ex Terra. I'm like, what is my car gonna do? What is my car feasibly gonna do? And then my other pick that I was going to have, this is like my honorable mention. And it's funny because I used to be this kid. I'm not proud of it, but like, you know, those high school drivers that fucking like just fucking go through each lane. Like, I'm talking like, we'll like drift through in the lanes and shit on the freeway, like going 110 and it's just like, okay, that guy's, and then just like taking over four lanes. Like, don't be that guy. I was that guy, like, trying to impress people.
So stupid.
It typically doesn't work out. Also, don't try to, like, you know,
so often
rub your the little rubber off your mom's tires on her car. Not a good idea. Don't let your friends try to drift in their car. Not a good idea. Shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple pet peeves I have.
This is a good one, bro. This one, this last one I have, kind of sucky, but like, maybe some people can relate. So, you know, when there's like a, you know, traffic, one way of traffic is going this way, other way is going that way. And you have to go the other way. I don't know, you have to go left, but all the traffic you're on is moving right, and you're like facing, like, fucking perpendicular to the street you gotta go on. And you're waiting to turn, but like, you got hella cars coming this way, and there's no cars on that street. And when you're ready to go, there's fucking all these cars coming on that way, and then there's no cars on this street. I'm like, holy fuck. So I'm sitting there for like 10 minutes trying to figure out when to go, because, you know, there's times like, oh, I could have fucking went, I could have sent it right there and made it.
Yeah.
Or there's times where, like, if I go too fucking slow, I'm gonna get fucking T-boned.
Yeah.
So those are just the moments where, like, fuck.
I wanted to say there's two, like, driving laws that I just don't like. And like, they're always, like, the worst inconvenient times, okay? If I could be a lawmaker, these are the two laws I'd change. The no U-turn sign has to be the most annoying fucking sign in this earth, because it's, like, the only time that I need to feasibly make a U-turn right here, no U-turn sign. And then there always is a highway patrol just fucking waiting to light my day. He's like, make my day, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Doing that shit. And then another one, no turn on right. I'll be sitting at a light, fucking red, or no turn on red, excuse me, no turn on red. And I'll be sitting there and I'm like, bro, I could have gone fucking 3 minutes ago. There's no one there.
Bless you. Some people just send
Casper?
It.
Casper?
Some people just send it, though.
Yeah. Don't be that guy, though, either.
What's it called? I was going to say one more is those people who, like, for some reason, it's a race to get somewhere. And, like, you know, I'm that guy sometimes where I'm just, you know, next to somebody, I just speed up past them.
Yeah.
And then they come up behind me and they start, like, weaving through traffic to get around me.
Yeah.
And then we both end up at the same light, like, next to each other. I'm like, what did you just achieve there, bud? Yeah. You know, those people.
I've been what is it called when, like, I've been a guy that, like, tries to get fucking T-boned before or, like, rear-ended. I've been a guy like that. I'll be an asshole on the road. Like, like I said, the guy that's, like, trying to speed up past me, I'll fucking make sure. And then he tries to get right up on my ass, I'll be like, hit me, motherfucker. My neck's feeling a little kinky today, boys. I'm ready for that. So, had that shit before, I'm not gonna lie.
All right, well. Next, that was a good one. Like, fucking cars, always something to talk about, traffic related situations. Yeah, but just don't be an asshole on the road, bro, because you will get. I want one day to just scrap somebody, you know, road rage.
Oh, you guys want to hear a funny story about a road rage incident?
Let me hear it, bro. There's plenty.
So, I was driving. I don't know where I was driving. I think I was going to a grocery store or something like this. This is like right as Ali Rock and I had met, and this was like my senior year, or it was right after I graduated school. So I had just gotten done with my first job, or like a shift at my first job and shit like that. And I'm driving back, and this guy is like literally on my ass. Hardcore on my ass. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what did I do? So I literally pull over, and this guy gets out of his car, and he had a red Jeep. I'll never forget this. And he was all like, the fuck is good, motherfucker, and pulls a gun out on me. And I was like, I'm like, what? And like, here's my thing about
here. So you were going in front of him?
I was in front of him, but he was on my asshole, like miles. Miles. And I was like, okay, I'm pulling over. What the fuck does this guy want? And I literally pull over, and I'm thinking he's gonna go around me. No, this motherfucker pulls up right behind me, gets out of his car, and I get out of my car, and I'm like, and here's my thing, you know, an 18-year-old Jackson thought that he was a tough motherfucker. Like, really, like, actually thought he was tough.
But he had a gun in his face.
Not gonna lie, bro. Like, I thought I was tough. And all that shit goes away when you have a gun in your face. Like, now that I've had a gun in my face before, like, I kind of know, like, no, like, I don't think anyone's gonna really use it. But 18-year-old Jackson, first time he's had a gun in his face, I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, bro, it's good, it's good, it's good. He's like, you're the motherfucker that's been stealing my neighborhood. I was like, what? And he's like, I know who the fuck you are. Let me catch you in my neighborhood again. I was like, bro, what the fuck did I do? Like, I'm driving the X-Terra, and I'm like, what the fuck? Moral of the story, I've never stole from anyone in my fucking life, but this guy thought I did and pulled out a gun and followed me for fucking 3 miles. Yeah, so that was like the first time I actually experienced like road rage, like to the
full extent. I've never had some to that extent, but I've witnessed some stuff. Dude, Walmart hostile environment.
Oh,
you know, dude, the walkway? The walkway where it has like those like big space right in front of the entrance with all the lines people can walk through and you have to slow down. There's a guy with a fucking big Chevy truck who stopped there because his wife was walking out. He was an older guy. He stopped there to let his wife put groceries in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And this, like, you know, white trash looking guy who was driving a fucking, you know, those like the minivan you see on what's his fucking album? Kendrick Lamar's album.
Yep.
That minivan. Dude, like, fucking starts honking and like speeds up behind him and yells something. He's like, this ain't no fucking parking spot. And like goes around, and the guy's like, what the fuck? And then bro, like, slams, bro, you know, the fucking car was,
yeah.
Like, the whole thing popped up, and he like gets out of his car. He's like, pull over the fuck over, motherfucker. He's like, I'm already fucking pulled over. And then he like gets in his back of his car. I don't know what he was doing, but he's like, I think he was trying to go or something. He kept pressing the fuck. He's like, and then bro was like, tries to get back on. I think he was embarrassed and he just fucking drove off.
Embarrassed.
And I'm just like, bro, I'm like standing with my flashers on because my girl went to the store literally for 2 minutes. And I'm like, what the fuck did I just witness here?
Yeah.
You know, I really wanted to see a scrap because that'd be the funny
fight. Dude, one time I saw a homeless guy, like literally, I don't know if it was a homeless guy, but some guy was messed up off meth, something, bro. Like, had superhuman strength, bro. And I was doing a...
he stopped the car with
his hand. I was doing a U.S. Foods order, and Ali Rock and I know this.
This was that side of town.
That side of town, bro, you don't fucking play over there, bro. And I'm driving back, and I'm looking at this shit, bro, and I shit you not, like, I wish that we had the camera set up, but this guy, like, goes up in front of this car, he's like, you motherfucker, and, like, Hulk smashes this guy's window, bro. And I'm looking at this shit, and I'm like... Bro, I know I just didn't see that shit happen. And there's like two girls in the car, like, and they're like, oh my God. And he's like, you fucking bitch. Boom. Bro, I immediately just saw red, but I had to get on the freeway. So I'm just like looking, like I'm turning left and I'm looking. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? And I was like, I just fucking cruised off. I was like, I'm gonna go back to my side of town. I don't belong. Yeah, so that, bro, that road rage shit, well, I mean, bro, people die. They made a whole fucking movie about this shit with Russell Crowe. It looked like an awful movie. Mm-hmm. Like, people actually, like, get killed over shit like this.
Yeah, funny stuff I did, but...
Yeah, I mean, mine is pretty funny.
Dangerous. No, all right. Well, that guy, dumbass material.
On God.
Speaking of dumbass, let's just talk about ours this week. I'm gonna just go first. I think mine's pretty bad. So I looked up. It was kind of hard to find a dumbass because not much has really happened in news and media because it's all politics, and you know, we don't like talking politics on this podcast too much. But this girl, or this woman, I should say, you know, OnlyFans.
How do you know that's her pronoun?
I don't know. Yeah, that's what it's
2021, bud. You still
haven't. So, listen, I mean, I guess, I hope she's a woman. She has OnlyFans. We talked about OnlyFans on the show before.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not familiar with it. But she was selling her nudes on there because she lost her job. That's it. That's all I got, man. That's my dumb ass. It's just like she lost her job at like 7-Eleven and just started selling her nudes on OnlyFans. And everyone made a humongous deal about this.
Wait, you know her?
No, I don't. I mean, hold on. There's a bunch of tweets about this. It was like some people were like supporting her. Other people were bashing her.
Yeah, but that might have been your worst segment that you've ever done.
Yeah, no, that's pretty bad.
I have two. I have two. I've been a reoccurring guest on this segment of Dumbass of the Week, but this time it's gonna be my 2011 self. So, you know, the other night I'm with Chris, we're watching a movie, and he's like, you know what? Let's watch Spring Breakers. Ali Rock, are you familiar with the movie Spring Breakers?
It sounds familiar.
Spring Break with James Franco, Vanessa Hudgens.
Nah.
And like the first, here's my thing about
sounds
this movie.
Sounds familiar, but.
First scenes, like in the movie for like first 15 minutes, I don't know if they even said a fucking word in the movie. It's, and it's like, look at my tits, look at my tits, look at, and I'm like, and we're talking and Chris and I are like, bro, back in the day, we thought this movie was hard as fuck. And it's like, and the first 15 minutes, and first 15 minutes, there's literally no fucking context in this movie. I'm like, I don't think they even said a fucking word. And then it goes, and I think the first words were like, I just can't wait to go to spring break. And okay, so anyways, let me just give a synopsis about this movie. Wizards of Waverly Place, Selena Gomez, literally just fresh out of that fucking show ending, and High School Musical, Vanessa Hudgens, again, literally freshest out of that fucking series, are supposed to star in some movie where they get pimped out by James Franco, who is in Spider-Man and Pineapple Express and is literally like has dreads and a fucking grill in and mini Uzis, and they go on a killing spree and go kill Gucci Mane? With fucking party, what's that fucking party rockers in the house? Like, what is that fucking band? Like party rock or whatever, party rock anthem. Like, yeah, like that's that whole movie in a fucking nutshell. And I was like,
I think their name was LMFAO, right?
Yes, and yeah. I literally thought that movie back in the day was good, and I watched it again this week, and I was like, no cap, I think this might have been the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Like the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. And then I was like, bro, this Rotten Tomatoes has to have like. 4%, like 4%, bro. I had a 70 fucking percent on Rotten Tomatoes, and I was like, "Where have we gone as a society to think that this movie is good?" And holy shit! And then it just brought back so much nostalgia because it like had like fucking remember like the colored glasses and shit like that. And like I just remember like begging my mom. I was like, "Take me to fucking Tilly's, please!" Like I remember going to Tilly's, Spencer's and shit like that, and like getting I Love Boobies fucking on my wrist and shit. And then I remember I asked for Christmas. I was like, "I just want a G-Shock, please! I just want a G-Shock." Like just the thing about like all the fashion statements that came from that was like for sure one of them. That was a dumbass of the week. And then also like I don't really like to get political too, but I found it pretty fucking funny. I don't care where – I'm just going to make a statement right here. I don't care where you lie on the political atmosphere. Like, I really don't give a shit. But what happened at the Capitol is, like, purely disgusting. I don't care if it was planned. I don't care what it was. Like, conspiracy this, conspiracy that. If you were there or whatever, I think you're a scumbag. It's just funny to see those people that have, like, tried to fly back home – and then they're getting called a domestic terrorist. And they're like, I'm not a terrorist. It is fucking, it just brought like a smile to my face to see them on a no-fly list. And like all these Karens like literally cry and be like, I have a family. I have a family. It's like, yeah, bitch, you weren't really fucking thinking about that when you were trying to destroy the Capitol and shit like that. So not to get too political, you know, it is what it is. I just found that incredibly funny, and they're dumb as fuck for doing what they did and acting like a little fucking child when they get put in handcuffs.
See, so. I wanted to do that as my dumbass, but I didn't want to be labeled as a fucking politician on this.
No, that's usually my job for me to tell you that you're the politician guy. But I just have to say, I really do try to refrain from politics on this, but like, no matter where you stand on that side, I hope people realize that, like, holy shit, that was pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah. No, it's also funny. There's like a famous picture going around about with a guy holding the presidential podium or whatever, some podium. Like, he was like smiling with the camera, and he fucking was trying to sell it on eBay. I know his ass got caught quick. Fucking trace it down. But anyway, those are our dumbasses of the week. Mine was pretty weak. But moving on to one of our last segments here. So this one, it's also sort of like a top, like a question. But let's just say we have Jeff Bezos money or Elon Musk money. I know he's like the richest man now, whatever. Let's just say that we bought our own island and we had rights to make it our own country. And let's say, let's pick a destination. Like, I know Greece sells fuck ton of islands. Let's say it's in the Greece region. You bought your own fucking island. It's pretty fucking big. Let's just say to get from one side to the other is going to take you about an hour car ride. All right. So, like, what is this country going to look like?
Yeah.
You know, is this fucking party central business town? Like, what we got going on here?
So, for me, I thought about this because, like, I had to do a free writing project for, like, my senior year about something. Like, you had to create a society like that. And then basically you get shit on by your students about, like, okay, what's everything wrong with this society? So, like, I've been thinking about this. Like, I wrote a little bit. So mine would just be, like, a vacation resort for, like, my family and my family only. And then you would be able to hire out, like, some people to come and work there while you're there for a week or a month. So I'd say I'd be there a month out of the year. And the reason being only a month is because, like, I wanted to be, like, dead-ass magical in the fact of, like, you... Like, when you go on vacation, you're there doing whatever you want. And the reason being is, like, you would look forward to doing it. So you don't have to live there every, like, all year, every year, because then it wouldn't be as fun. Anyways, so I'd only be there for a month, and it would be only for my family and my friends that I would want. So only a selected few. But obviously, I want a golf course there. Badass golf course. I want a body of land, like some sort of water for the kids and shit like that, even though I really don't like water. I want, like, basketball courts. I want, like, a bowling alley, a movie theater. Somewhere where I could go skydiving, be pretty fucking sick. Somewhere where I can learn how to fly a plane, another would be fucking pretty sick. And then just a shit ton of restaurants. Like, every single, like, kind that I want.
Narcissistic, bro.
Really?
It's all about you on this island.
No, no, it's about, like, my friends and my family.
No, I'll fuck with that.
Yeah, like, it's not for anyone else. Like, no one else except my friends and my family know about this.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. It's exclusive like that?
Exclusive.
Wow.
I don't want anyone else there. Like, people are only inhabitant there for a month.
Damn. Believe it or not, there's people who do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Rich motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's crazy, yeah. And it's achievable by our means. All right, cheers. Drink to that, I guess. Mm-hmm. Shit. All right, for me, I'm using this money to make another business venture. This is going to be where all the fucking
goes.
No, so sex. This is my own country.
Big sex.
This is my own country. So, you know, we're going to name it a fucking Ali Rockville.
Oh, you're a dictator.
No.
Sounds pretty dictator.
Think of me as, like, man.
Kim Jong-un.
No. Think of me as, Vladimir, like, a fucking, Putin. Like, principal. Cool principal of the school.
Like, oh, so you enforce the law, though.
So no, yeah, I'm basically the police there. Like, it's my fucking island.
Again, party, this sounds like a dictatorship.
Party central is not a dictatorship, bro. We're gonna have fucking cool shit there. Now, best believe I'm building a theme amusement park here.
Ooh, good idea.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta have the nice roller coasters, like, a good amount. No water park, though. We're surrounded by a beach. Go to the fucking beach.
That's where you draw the line, is the water park. Absolutely no fucking water parks.
But best believe it's going to be, there's only one resort on the island. It's going to be 5-star, 5-diamond. Best believe, like, I'm going to hire the best people possible. And the only way to get there is either through a private jet, if you're rich enough to own one, or for the poor folks, cruise ship. And best believe I'm owning the cruise ship myself as well. So, and so, and that's the only way you can get there. You know, we're going to have fucking militia around the border in their boats sniping people out who try to sneak them out.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm serious about this. It's only for people who pay to come on here. You know, it's Partyville. you know, unlimited alcohol, weed's legal.
See, I put that limited on my amounts list too.
Of
good
limited,
idea.
Limited amounts of cocaine. Like, okay, you can have a little bit. Damn.
Methamphetamine, whatever you want.
Shrooms, completely legal. I have my own shroom farm there. You know, selling to the people. You know, my, this is my country. You know, so I'm running it the way I'm supposed to. Like Amsterdam's doing this shit. So
how would you know though that like some friends aren't going to use you to get there though? Let me ask you that.
Because, so if they want to come on, they got to pay. It's my country.
And you had the snipers there, of course, like just guarding the area.
No, yeah, no. My armed guards are armed for sure. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's strapped on my side. Best believe I got a fucking watchtower. That's my building. You know what I'm saying? like, bro, and this is like, you know how Vegas, just bring Vegas to this country, and best believe.
It's like every episode we need to have at least one interruption. We're good for one. We're good for one.
I love when mama comes in here. Listen, but
she's listening to, yeah, so my country is Vegas.
Just imagine Vegas on a fucking country's like wide scale with an amusement park.
Yeah.
And you know, I have no cheap ass fucking cars. It's gonna be, you know, Bentley's, Rolls Royce, you know, Lamborghini Urus, taking you around, best believe, you know what I'm saying? I'm just making money. I own everything on the island. You know what I'm saying? So it's a business venture by myself. And then when I make enough money, I'll just buy myself an island. Another one. And then that'll be my personal one. So
I like where your head's at though.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, speaking of methamphetamine, all that.
Dude, it's always, and it's you have to be 18 or older.
I'm only allowing it to my friends.
No, I fuck with it. Like, I'll come to your island. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's if you can... No, I'm
playing. Wow, this guy's funny.
We'll do an episode from over there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, friends and family, though. I just... And the thing is like, I think at this rate, it would only be, you know, my family and then, like, 8 to 10 friends that I really, really have. And, like, I think I would literally have them sign a contract and be like, you are not allowed to tell anyone about this.
Undisclosed.
No, no, like, social media. So as in, like, island? No social media posting and shit like that.
You know what I would do? Is if you want to keep it that... Fuck no. If you want to keep it that secret, you'd fly into a different country and you have to take a boat there just because they're a plane. They have to have trackers track where you're going. Boats, you don't need no tracker, really. You can have like a, you know, fucking...
That's actually a really good idea.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to be real discreet about it, that's what I would do. Yeah, just give me some pointers when we're there.
Yeah.
Because this is completely achievable.
I mean, because you've done it. You're a dictator. You know what you want.
All I know is Britney Spears owns like 3 islands in Greece.
No so shit. I heard Jeffrey Epstein does too.
What?
So I heard Jeffrey Epstein does too.
Oh.
He has a great time with his friends up there. I'm going to hell.
We're canceled anyway. Any closing thoughts?
Like I said, we have not a major announcement, but should be a national holiday.
It will be.
For our fans, stuff like that on Tuesday. So you will be hearing from us. And for those of you who have not got the context clues of what it is, we just want to say we're incredibly grateful for you guys. It's been a great journey and one that we look forward to continue to do.
Yeah, you guys have made us incredibly wealthy off their viewership here.
$20 baby.
$26.
$26, motherfucker.
All I'm saying is that in no time we'll have our own islands.
Facts with that.
So, you know, just keep listening.
Also, I do want to apologize. Or 1 hour and like 15 minutes into last week's episode, I was absolutely plastered.
It must have been the fucking... It wasn't even a shot that he poured. He poured us half a glass.
Yeah. And I chugged it.
Tequila. Yeah.
And I chugged it. And that was probably where I fucked up there. But I don't really remember a whole lot of what was said. And it was a whole lot of...
It wasn't that bad.
I think I was keeping it together. Like, you know, the great ones adjust. But I was... I don't remember what we talked... Like, I literally don't remember.
We had a lot of great feedback on that episode, so... It was a good
lot
one.
Of great feedback.
If you guys go listen to it, don't be scared by the number. I know it's 2.5 hours long, but it's great talk.
Yeah.
With an interesting guy. He was fucking security.
Pretty fucking funny.
Security for Conor McGregor, for all these famous UFC fighters, for other famous people. Like, go listen to what he's about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we want to thank you guys for listening. You know, we're bringing in another great year. First month. of 2021. Going pretty good here. Hopefully bring you guys another Real Life Wednesday. And we got some backlash on shaving. We're talking about shaving our balls. I guess people didn't like us talking about that.
Apparently, but that's not real enough.
Evidently. I mean, I thought that's as real as it gets.
Yeah, especially given the name of the show.
And I've heard that since we've talked about it, there's been more women pleased because of it. So,
No kidding.
You know, since we've given these men, young men, pointers, there's more women out there who are happy.
One guy on my right definitely hasn't been following that guide, if you know what I mean.
Hey, he didn't listen to the episode. He didn't listen to the episode.
Would I be George W. Bush over here?
Yikes.
Yeah, buddy. You guys are fucking lucky that we don't have a camera on right now. Mm. Yikes. Yikes.
All right, fellas.
Hey, before we end the show, we've had a great guest on for the past month and a half with us, Chris Lappin. He did not want to say anything today, but I'm going to make him say something as his closing remark. So appreciate you being on the show for as much as you were, bud.
2 inches deep, family. I want to say thank you for having me. Thank you for listening to my stories, and hopefully this isn't my last time. It probably won't be, but
no, it won't be.
I mean, it's been a great month and a half, and you know, I wish you guys the best and keep listening to these two amazing guys. They pour their heart into this, and love you guys. All right.
All right, fellas, ladies, we'll see you guys next episode. Take it easy. Good luck in school. Good luck in life. Peace out.